In Greek, of course, we call him Kyrios. That is the Greek word for Lord. So we get the Kyrie eleison, which is actually Greek and not Latin, in the Mass. The Latin word is Dominus, Dominus, Dominus. We get the word dominoes from it, by the way. That's trivia. But we get the game dominoes comes from the psalm verse, Dixi Dominus Domino Meo. You can look that up on the Catholicism.org site and get the trivia behind that. Dominus is Lord. Kyrios is Lord in Greek. And the Latin word gives us an awful lot of derivatives that we use in English. Dominion. We speak of somebody having dominion, meaning he has authority. This is his domain. Domicile. A domicile is a house, but a domicile is a house where somebody has charge over that house. And that person is a what? He's a lord, huh? So we use the word lord in English in a sort of in a non-divine way when we speak about somebody being a landlord, right? Somebody who has dominion. He owns it. It's his. But when he enters into there, he's entering into what is his own. So he has dominion there. That's the concept of dominion. There were several places that back in the days of monarchies, they were lands that were under that particular crown, and they were called dominions because they were under the lordship of that particular monarch. So the British had various things that they referred to as the dominions. So that points to lordship, having this domain, having authority and complete and entire authority over this particular place. That's the connotation of being Lord. And by the way, many Protestants who don't believe that we have to follow the moral law in order to be saved refer to our Lord as Lord. But while they give him the title with their lips, they rob it with their defective faith, and they rob it by their actions. Because every time we sin, we tell our Lord, no, you aren't Lord over that part of me that has just sinned. Yes, I know that you are the Lord and that you give commandments and that you have dominion and that you have authority to give commandments and to be obeyed, but I'm not going to obey you on this. I'm going to obey my will and not yours. You have just declared that he is not Lord over you to that extent. I'm not saying you've made an ideological profession that he is no longer Lord.